With us today is Admiral James Stavridis, and he was a retired four-star officer in the Navy and Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and one knowledgeable person. There's nobody more knowledgeable that I could depend on than Admiral Stavridis. Admiral, there's so many things happening in our city, our state, our country, the world. You served mostly in Europe running NATO. So let's go to Europe first. Ukraine and Russia. Nobody really knows what's going on. Ukraine wants more money. You give us an update.
Let's start with the fundamental fact here, which is Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. He's carved out about 15% of that country. He would like to overrun the entire country, and he will not stop, assuming he is given the opportunity to conquer Ukraine. We ought to stop him in Ukraine before he threatens other nations, including NATO allies in Western Europe. Everything I just said is a fact. The question is, where are we today? And we were at a stalemate until U.S. aid started to run out. And as a result of that, the Russians are now starting to inch forward. And that's not going to get better unless the U.S. provides this $60 billion additional amount of aid. Now, John, I know that sounds like a lot of money, but in the context of the U.S. defense budget, which is about $900 billion, $60 billion is not a huge amount. And secondly, before you ask me, well, what about those Europeans? The Europeans have already provided well over $60 billion. So this is the United States effectively matching the European contribution. And it's in our interest to do it. If we don't do it, Putin has a reasonable shot at taking more territory. He'll gain all the resources that come with conquering a country like Ukraine. He'll use those resources and he'll keep rolling to the east. What is this like, John? It's like the 1930s, watching a malevolent Hitler's Germany push across Europe. We need to stop him now.
It seems like that. We're living in the 1937 all over again. And it's horrible. It's
And so what we need is good leadership. And I'm encouraged by press reports that Speaker of the House Johnson wants to get this aid in front of the House. If it gets in front of the House, it'll pass by at least 2/3 of the House members. It's already passed the Congress. And, oh, by the way, we can then start allocating money reasonably to our border security, equally important, as well as money for Taiwan to deter China. So, yeah, it's a big, complicated world out there. But the answer is not for us to curl up into a fetal ball back home in the United States and drift into some kind of isolationism. We have to continue to engage the world because the world economy is what fuels our own economy. Those are the lessons of the 1930s.
Agreed. It seems like the price of gasoline, oil is going up. The price of food is going up. It comes down to the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. And I know we're very capable of wiping out all those Houthis, but it doesn't seem like we did it. We have done it.
I agree. I think we have been too timid in our approach in striking back at the Houthis. They are proxies. They are creatures of Iran. We're trying to be very calibrated in our approach, and it's not working. They're continuing to shoot at our warships. They're shooting at merchant traffic. And sooner or later, one of those ballistic missiles is going to get through, and you're going to see dozens of American sailors killed or a big merchant ship sunk. with an environmental disaster or blocking the Suez Canal approaches. So my view, John, we need to increase the offensive work we're doing against the Houthis themselves. And we are probably going to have to start thinking about going after Iranian maritime targets to send them a signal to stop supplying these Houthi rebels. So, yes, I agree. We have been too timid thus far in our approach against these pirates, and that's what they are. Every nation has an interest in seeing this stop.
Agreed. Now, on Friday afternoon, Kuwait and Qatar told the U.S. that if there's a problem with Iran, they cannot use their airspace. Is that usual?
I've seen reports of that, and I think it's too soon to determine whether that would be standing policy or not. Particularly, Qatar has reasonable relations with Iran. I think it would all depend, John, on what the Iranians do that caused the United States to come into the war. I, for one, don't think we're going to get to that point. I don't think the Iranians are looking for a conflict with the United States. So I don't think their strike that could be happening at any time may have already happened by the time this broadcast is made. That strike, I do not think, is going to be huge. I don't think it'll be thousands of missiles launched at Tel Aviv. I think the Iranians will try to stay precise and surgical, much like the Israeli strike that was conducted against their consulate in Damascus. They'll try and stay proportional, not because they're good guys, but because they don't want to see the United States come into this war. And in terms of our other allies, partners in the region, Qatar, UAE, Kuwait, Oman, each of them will make individual decisions about airspace access. The one I would worry about the most would be Qatar, because in Qatar, we have our largest air base in the entire region, outside of the capital of Doha, a base called Al Udeid. That'll be quite critical for the United States to be able to fly in and out of there.
Understood. We have about 30 seconds left, or 40 seconds. I mean, anything you want to get off your chest on a Sunday morning?
I want to say something cautiously optimistic, which is we're very worried about the Middle East. We're very worried about the war in Ukraine. On a kind of a sidebar, but a very important thing, is U.S.-China relations. And if you think about it, those have been pretty calm for the last 6 months or so. We've got an inauguration coming up in Taiwan on 20 May. Let's hope China maintains a path of not wanting to crack open big conflict in the Pacific, and I don't think they will. So bottom line, John, on this Sunday morning, we ought to be hopeful and, I think, cautiously optimistic about U.S.-China relations.
Well, God bless America. I agree with you, and let's pray for peace, and we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you, Admiral.
I am Caristo Patriori. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.